Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR. It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Fairbanks, good afternoon. Welcome to Fairbanks Foodies. It's our locally produced Fairbanks Foodie Show here. I'm your host, David Prues. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants to try, events you can participate in, beverages you can create, basically the fun you can have with food, your family, your friends, here in Fairbanks. We have four wonderful sponsors of our show, and I hope that you use them. They treat us and the show so special, and we certainly appreciate them. Please use them if you can. They are the bedrock of businesses here in Fairbanks. Fairbanks, we're in our fourth year of this show already. Really? Fairbanks Foodies was the original, the OG, on your Saturday lineup for your local incredible talent that is all lined up here for you each Saturday morning, stretching into the early afternoon. And it's all local. It's local talent. Boy, have we had a weather change or what? It's, what did we have, an 80 degrees different in a week? You know what this means? That's right. Grill time. Barbecue time. Out on the deck. It's the grilling season. It's time to get out on your deck and do some cooking. Through the week, I shoveled my deck off with all the snow. I unburied the gas grill, the big green egg, and the pellet smoker, ready to go. I also dug out the elevated deck table and put the chairs out. And this afternoon, on a Saturday, I'm grilling steaks. That's right. The question is, do I use the gas grill or do I use my big green egg? Well, I'll decide that later this afternoon. But it brings the thought, getting the perfect sear on a steak. One of the great keys to grilling steak is the meat surface and up to a temperature, getting it to 285 degrees, maybe even up to 300 degrees. What does this do? Fairbanks. It initiates the Maillard reaction. At this temperature, certain amino acids and sugars react to each other to create hundreds of delicious flavor compounds and pleasing aroma. The meat also begins to turn brown as a result of this action. Searing also kills any bacteria that may exist on the meat, but the key is that you do not want the inside of the steak as tough as the surface beneath that, the crust. You want a tender, warm blast of strong beef flavor that a good steak gives, so you need the sear to happen fast. Moisture is your enemy. Your grill can't cook a steak until the moisture evaporates, the water, the moisture in your steak. That takes energy. Your steak can't get past the 212 degree marker and toward the Maillard levels until all that water is gone. Meanwhile, the internal temperature of the steak is rising because the ambient heat around it. You can end up with the worst of both worlds, which is no browning on the surface of the steak and overcooked meat within the steak. So let's look at a few ways of removing moisture from your steak. Everyone, well, mostly should have a refrigerator. Use it, yes, it's probably the best way. What you do is you take your steak or your steaks out of the wrapping, the plastic paper, whatever it is, wipe them with a paper towel, then place it on a plate or a tray. What I like to use is a little cutting board, and put it in the refrigerator for 24 hours. That's right, 24 hours. I have my steaks in the refrigerator right now as the show is broadcasting. I put them in on a Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. What happens with your refrigerator is the low humidity of the refrigerator will start evaporating the moisture. And the coolness of the refrigerator will keep it safe from bacteria. But make sure you don't have anything in your fridge that may influence the flavor of your steak. No open smells like onions, fish, seafood, things like this. These aromas can transfer to your meat, so double check this. Also, another way to remove the moisture is the salt method. Use the salt method to banish the moisture from your steak. Salt the steak at least 1 hour before cooking or immediately before putting it on the grill. Never salt the steak, never salt the meat, and let it sit for less than an hour, because during this time, the salt is drawing out the moisture, and the salt needs that extra time to absorb the moisture. So you need at least an hour. I like putting, if it's a quick thing, you get home, you forgot to put the steak out in the refrigerator uncovered for a day, you pull it out, you're bringing it to room temperature, 2 hours, give a good salt on both sides, and let it go. Then when you're, just before you're going to cook your steak, pull out your paper towels and wipe off the moisture. And finally, let's talk about the paper towel method itself. It's a great and easy method, which I use when, hey, you buy a steak at the store, you're going to have it for dinner, so you pull out the paper towel and you press it into the steak, removing any moisture on the exterior of the steak before cooking. You will definitely need to use this method if you decide to marinate your steak. When you're done marinating, get that steak completely dry with paper towels on the exterior of it. They say you should have your food cooked through. With a steak, then that would mean an internal temperature of 145 degrees or medium, medium well. As for food safety, the muscle interiors are sterile and pathogen-free, in part because the internal meat has not been exposed to any surface bacteria. As Maillard reaction happens on the outside, some wonderful chemical reactions are also happening inside. Why do we like that ribeye so much, you wonder? Well, the fat inside the beef is beginning to melt at around 100 degrees, adding more juicy flavors to every bite. You have different temperatures and cooking times, so what we're going to do is we're going to look at a steak 1 inch thick and a grilling temperature of 400 degrees. So here you go as follows. For a rare steak, your internal temperature at done mark will be between 120 and 130 degrees. Comes with a red center, and you're cooking it for about 2 minutes, 30 seconds to 3 minutes per side. After 2 minutes, 30 seconds, flip it, another 2 minutes of three, 2.5 minutes of 3 minutes per side, boom, you're good to go. A medium, that's a temperature of 135 to 145. And that comes with some pink in the center of it when you grill it. And you're going to cook it 4 minutes and 30 seconds per side. Medium well is 145 degrees to 155 degrees internally and should have a light pink center. You're going to cook this for 5 minutes and 30 seconds per side. Well done. That temperature range is from 155 to 165. Internally, it's primarily brown. Grill it for $6 and 30 cents, 6 minutes and 30 seconds per side. Sorry about that. But everyone likes their steak their own way. Now, ruined. A ruined steak is 165 degrees plus. You cook it for 8 to 10 minutes per side. It's brown through the entire steak. If you like your steak this way, we have to have a little talk indeed, my friend. Myself, I like to serve my steak between 130 and 135 degrees. This is called Chef Medium Rare. Primarily pink and juicy with a hint of red inside. If you have a thicker steak, you can actually get the diamond grill marks on the steak that everyone craves. Here, you get your grill very, very hot and put the steak on the grill for 2 minutes. Then rotate it 90 degrees on a different part of the grill for another 2 minutes. It has to be on a part of the grill that has not been cooked on yet, because your protein will lower the surface temperature of your grill. So rotate it 90 degrees on a different part of your grill, an area that's hot. Now, let's look at our grades of beef. Prime beef is produced from young, well-fed beef cattle. It has an abundance of marbling in it, which is the amount of fat internally interspersed with the lean red meat. This is generally sold in restaurants and hotels. Prime roast and steaks are excellent for your heat cooking, such as broiling, roasting, and grilling. Choice beef is a high quality but less marbling than prime. Choice roasts and steaks come from the loin and the rib and will be very tender, juicy, and flavorful and are for just using dry heat cooking methods. Again, many of the less tender cuts can be cooked with a dry heat if not overcooked. Such cuts will be moist tender if braised or most tender if braised, roasted, or simmered in a small amount of liquid in a tightly covered pan. Select beef. It's very uniform in quality and normally leaner than the higher grades. It is fairly tender, but because it has less marbling, it may lack some of the juices and flavor of the higher grades. Remember how we talked earlier about the ribeye steak with that internal marbling and fat that's in there? Here it is. Select beef cuts will have less of that. Only the tender cuts should be cooked with dry heat. Other cuts should be marinated before cooking or braised to obtain and maintain tenderness. The reverse sear. This is popular and I enjoy doing this technique. What you're doing is you're roasting a steak, meat, beef, whichever, with the indirect grilling method, which means you're cooking it offset. You have your fire, say on your grill, and it's off to the side, it's not over the fire. When your temperature gets near to what you want, say if you're looking for the chef medium rare, what you're going to do is you're going to cook this to about 105 to 110 degrees, and then you're going to blast it hot. You're going to sear it. You're going to finish it over the direct heat source. The ideal to do this state was just a tri-tip. A tri-tip is the lower part of the sirloin. It comes as a roast and usually weighs between 1.75 and 2.75 pounds. Do not get the pre-cut portions of a tri-tip steak. These do not cook well. Get the whole roast. When you're done cooking the tri-tip, as with any steak, let the steak rest for 7 to 10 minutes, tented with aluminum foil. This allows the juices internally to stop moving and settle down. We call this resting the steak. When you slice the tri-tip, you are cutting against the grain of the beef and also cut it at an angle. It makes it more tender when you eat it. These are all different styles of what you can do with a steak. Now, also, the reverse sear method works very good with a good filet mignon. You know, it has enough thickness in it to have a good sear at the end, where your internal temperature is up to about 110. And then you're searing your sides and getting the internal temperature up to 125. And then you're going to rest it because your internal temperature is still going to rise 3 to 6 degrees over your rest period. And when you cut into that filet mignon, there's not all that much marbling inside. It's more pure beef. But it's wonderful. It's great. That's why it's one of the best cuts you can get. So anyway, again, it's a great weekend for cooking a steak. We're coming into the weeks of barbecue, grilling, outside. We went through a pretty tough 3-week spell of 40 to 50 below. We celebrate the coming of the light, the extension of it, and the better weather, better temperatures. So Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, hear from our sponsors, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I cooked on Valentine's Day and plus do a few other things. Here we go.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's. For gluten-free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you are having a great, beautiful Saturday like I am. It's wonderful. I walked my dog earlier today. It's time to start enjoying the outdoors again after that wonderful weather front we had for 3 weeks of 45 to 50 below. We now get outside and we enjoy ourselves. Hence, the first part of the show was dedicated to grilling a steak and getting that perfect sear, that Maillard reaction, what it means, how to do it, different ways to keep your steak moisture-free, use the refrigerator, use salt, use a paper towel, get as much moisture out of that steak as you can. The refrigerator will do it for you. Salt will do it for you. A paper towel will do it for you. And that just means a better steak to cook. And cook it your way, be it live, what we call mooing at you, or ruined, or anything in between. It's your steak. It's your taste buds. You do it your ways. So, now, what did you do for Valentine's Day? Well, I was going to take this incredible lady who's in my life, I was going to take her to the library for dinner. So I go to the library a week before to get the reservations and see the best bartender in town, Larry. And lo and behold, they're already booked up. Oh, man. So I thought, David, you got a food show. Cook this lady something special. I'm Italian. And that doesn't mean I have to have a red sauce or a white sauce, a cream sauce. I like pasta. I like all types of pasta. You can just get a nice base olive oil sauce, something like that. So my thought was, okay, have some linguine. I've got to, you know, if we ever have a pandemic again, I can survive for about 2 months with all the pasta I have in my house. But I had a couple 1 pound boxes of linguine, not as thick as your fettuccine and stuff like that, a little bit thicker than your spaghetti. And I thought, I'm going to have linguine with an olive oil sauce. And so I go to the store, what am I going to have it with? So I got some great cremini mushrooms, and I was going to get some shrimp and saute the shrimp and put it all together and make it. But lo and behold, there in Fred Meyer's, And it was on Valentine's Day. They knew that we were in there, us guys, looking for something to figure out to cook romantically with and nice and elegant. They had these double small lobster tails for $10. Perfect for an additive in linguine. Now, the key is bringing all of this together all at the end and not having anything overcooked, but also flavoring your linguine, your pasta, with your sauce you made up. So, put the water on the boil, got it going, put in a half pound of linguine, two of us, got that going, and it takes a while, you know, depending on the size of the pot you're using for that linguine to get all the way into the pot where you're not breaking it. And I'm patient, I did it. And as linguine's cooking, I'm going to get it just a little bit past al dente. Not all the way cooked, because what I want to do is have that linguine still having absorption from my sauce into it. So I got out a quarter cup of olive oil, one stick of butter, melted it all, and I sliced up my cremini mushrooms, and I took the lobster out of the shell, and then I diced it up into nice portions, and I sauteed it all up, and I got it about halfway done on the saute when the linguine was right where I wanted it to be. So I drained the linguine. Before I put the linguine in my butter and olive oil sauce, I took a half a cup of the Pinot Gris that we're having for dinner, the wine, and I put it in as the sauce, as an additive, even more of a taste variation, a wonderful taste profile. Brought it to a simmer, put in the linguine, and had it all absorb in, and it came out wonderful. Fantastic. Perfect. I was even impressed with myself. I didn't have to order a takeout for this. Also, what I served was nice salad that I made up, and I made up a pear vinaigrette. That's right, a pear vinaigrette. You can do that. And it was wonderful. Iceberg lettuce, carrots, mushrooms, fillets of different things. Great, great, great. We ate that, and while we're eating, I turned the temperature of the oven on to 400 degrees. And in the frozen dessert section near the ice cream, I found these chocolate, stuffed with chocolate cakes, we'll call it, that you put in at 400 degrees for 20 minutes. So just as we're finishing off our main course, I brought those out, let them rest for about 2 minutes to cool, served it, and they were wonderful. So here's the deal. Looking at economics, my entire dinner cost per person, per plate, not including the wine, was about $10. $10, that's it. You include the wine, $17. For a very wonderfully elegant, home-cooked meal with flowers, wine, dessert, chocolates, all that fun stuff. But the meal itself and the dessert was less than $20 a person. And in today's world, you know, I'm not cheap or frugal, so to say, but I keep track of that for you. What is the cost of a great, elegant meal like that? And so it made me think of other things that you can do. Affordable dining that you don't have to cook. Well, here's some of the things that I like to do. Safeway. They have their local food area there with your chickens, your meats, your sandwiches, but they also have a great special on Chinese food. They have three different levels, and I got the $13 level. And what that gave me was half of it was with two different meats. One was your sesame chicken. So one quarter of my plate, and this is a big plate. One quarter of my plate was with sesame chicken. The other was Mongolian beef. Ah, then the half of it was with your noodles. And the fourth item that they throw on it is they give you a nice egg roll. And it's the type of dish for $13 that you can eat it twice. I mean, you can. It's a two-dish meal. It's a two-dish meal. So it made me think, okay, one of my other favorite things to do is go to Fred Meyer's. And over at Fred Meyer's, they have these chicken dogs in their bistro over there, their deli. They have these chicken dogs, and you can get a chicken dog for $2.79. And I get two of those, and it's a great meal. Or you can get their burritos. They have authentic burritos. They have their chicken, stuff like that. But what they also have a section there of meats that have been cooked that are on special. Now, there was a rack of ribs there, pre-cooked, a rack, already cooked, with barbecue sauce on it for $13.99. That's right. You know, that's a meal for two people. Then they also give you reduced prices on chicken thighs and things like that for $6.15. So it was very good. But also, what you should do is you should look at their sandwich section too. They got great prices on sandwiches. One of the best was their Tuscan turkey and brie. And this is, it's a wonderful French loaf bread, long, about half the loaf of a French bread. And it's stuffed with your turkey, your lettuce. And it's only $8.99. And all these sandwiches over there, they're great sandwiches, but they're only $8.99. You know, that Tuscan turkey and brie, that's what you call a two-day sandwich if you want. Ah, they also have the classic turkey club, big and thick. It has the ham, the turkey, everything in it. And it's also an $8.99 sandwich. The star of the show, though, the star of the show is their wraps. They have the sweet, sliced ham wrap and the over gold turkey wrap. They're each, all these sandwiches are $8.99, but what's special about the wraps, the turkey wraps, is there's two of them. I mean, this is literally a two-day meal in itself, and it's just wonderful. If you're looking at something already made for you, pre-made, very good meal, at a very good price, those wraps, basically two meals for $9. Great price, great deal. They also have something else that I really like over there. And what it is they have this lemon cappellini salad for $6.99 a pound. Yes, it's Italian. Cappellini is like your angel hair pasta, thin. And they have all sorts of good things in it for taste. It gives a taste, and it's a lemon aioli sauce that they put in it. So, just wonderful. Just wonderful. So just different things that you can order there that are good, flavorful, affordable. And the other one that I really like is their curried chicken salad. There's a lot of chicken in there. It's curried. It's addictive. It's wonderful. You got to try it. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Get out on your deck. Grill something like I am, eat well, be with friends, have a great day. We're coming into a great time. We're almost in March, and I will see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.